I'm here at London Zoo, and I'm about to step in to the land of the lions and meet Martin, the lion keeper here. Hi, Martin.
Hello, I'm Martin, and I'm a predator keeper at London Zoo, and I work with the lions.
Wow, that is such a cool job. And which lions do you look after here?
Banu! Oh, Aya heard me. Banu! Hello! Here at London Zoo, we have two Asiatic lions. We have one male named Banu, who is 12 years old, and a female named Aya, who is 6. Aya is very sweet, playful. She likes to roll around and chase Banu. And Banu is very playful too, but he can also be quite a big grumpy man.
So Martin, all the kids at Loughborough Primary School had some fantastic questions for you, like this one.
Hi, my name is Masood, and I have to ask how lions move.
Lions move in lots of ways. They walk, they run, they jump, they pounce, and they can also stalk. Lions also use their tails for various movements with balance. They also like to use them as an anchor when weighing themselves down during hunts when they're jumping on their prey. And they can also move them side to side when they're turning, when running really fast. Another interesting way lions move is by playing. They will roll around as cubs, they fight with each other, they wrestle to make sure that they've got all their skills practiced, and they can even do this with mum and dad and make sure that they're ready for when they become adults.
Do lions walk fast?
Great question. Lions can run up to about 50 miles per hour. That will only be in short bursts, usually when they're hunting. So they will gallop, they will run really fast. They stretch out as far as possible. And they can run up to distances of 5-6 kilometers at that speed. Lions will kind of run almost like in a streamline, big gallop, almost similar to like how a horse would run. And they use their big, strong front legs to kind of get the momentum to go faster.
50 miles per hour? That's like a car on a main road.
Hello, my name is Robert. How do lions walk?
Great question, Robert. Lions walk as quadrupedals. That means that they walk on all four legs at the same time. They also have extra bones in their feet, which means that they have the ability to walk a lot longer. And they walk on their toes, which means they're very quiet so that they can stalk their prey. So lions kind of walk in a diagonal pattern, and it's like a 1-2 motion on right and left. So it'll be 1-2, 1-2 on the right and then the left.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
How does lion kick? Why?
Great question. Lions don't kick in the way that we do, but they can use their legs to push and to kick out at other prey and other animals, and they also will kick in their sleep.
How does a lion move when they're hungry?
Lions, when they're hungry, they like to stalk and hunt their prey. So they can get down really low so that they can remain hidden from their prey, as well as running really fast or stalking very slowly. Lions are opportunistic hunters. That means that they eat whenever they get the chance to. So if there's some prey walking by, then they will choose to pounce on it.
Hi, my name is Torin, and my question is, how do lions jump?
Lions don't jump in the same way that humans do. They're more likely pounce. And they pounce on their prey, they pounce on each other when they're learning to play and to stalk and hunt when they're cubs. And when they pounce, they will pounce from behind using all of their weight to bring the animal down, and then they will kill the animal as quickly as possible.
Our lions are omnivores.
Lions are obligate carnivores. That means that they have to eat meat, so they will only eat meat, and they can eat anything from buffaloes, antelopes, to chickens and smaller prey.
Do lions eat chicken?
Here at London Zoo, our two lions, one of them doesn't like chicken and one of them does. Once I worked with a lion who was so fussy, she wouldn't eat chicken. So if you touch chicken and then touch her meat, she wouldn't eat it, regardless of what it was, even if it was her favourite thing, she wouldn't eat it.
That is a very fussy lion.
Hi, my name is Nina Luna. How do lions roar? And can lions roar with a song in it?
Great question. Lions roar by pushing air through a part of their throat, and they do it from all the way deep into their stomach, all the way through their body. Lions don't sing in their roars, but you can identify certain lions with their roars. Cubs can also start to learn to roar from about 1 year old, and they're really quiet at first, and they have to learn by themselves.
Hello, my name is Sophia. How does a lion sleep?
Good question. Lions sleep a lot of the time. Lions are very lazy and they will lie down anywhere that they feel comfortable. Lions can sleep up to 22 hours every single day. The females will sleep a little bit less, and that's because they have to be alert all the time to keep everybody protected and safe. And the males need to be sleeping a long time so that they're relaxed, so that in case another male comes, they can defend their family.
Wow, 22 hours of sleep a day. That is so fascinating. Can you imagine sleeping for that long? It sounds kind of nice. I think I might give it a go. You can join me if you like. I'm going to lie down on the ground on my side. Where are you going to sleep? Maybe in a chair? Or against a wall? Or lying on your back? Or maybe on your tummy? You can rest wherever you like and in whatever position you like. Just like the lions, sleeping wherever and in whatever position they want, without a care in the world. Wherever you are, make sure you're comfy, safe, and cozy. I'm stretching out my arms along the floor to help myself relax. Reaching out and relax. And then my legs and relax. And now my face is stretching into a big lion yawn. Still not quite comfy yet. Maybe if I wriggle a little, it will help me find the perfect position to sleep in. Maybe. Not quite. Almost. There. I'm so comfy. Are you? I'm glad to hear it. Right. Time for a little nap. Good night. Or is it good day? That was my leg, doing a small kick out to the side. Just like how Martin said lions kick in their sleep. Did that happen to you too? Maybe it was a one-time thing. There it goes again. I guess I'm feeling a little bit restless. Are you feeling restless too? You know, sometimes lions wake up from their naps and play before going back to sleep. That might tire us out. Should we try playing? I'm sitting up and putting my hands on the floor in front of me. I'm pushing into my hands, my bottom is rising up to the sky, and I'm stepping both feet underneath me. I'm now standing on four strong lion legs, pushing into the ground to help me balance. What surface are you pushing against? Maybe a wall or a chair? Let's try walking like a lion. Remember, we need to try and be quiet, as lions don't make a sound when they're walking. I'm softly moving my right foot and then my right hand and then my left foot and left hand. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left. Remember,
your move doesn't have to look like mine.
You can use any part of your body to walk like a lion, even though I'm using my hands and feet. Right, right, left, left, right, left. Moving like a lion makes me feel really powerful and a little sneaky, like I'm stalking my lunch. I'm crouching a little closer to the ground and moving really slowly. How slowly and quietly can you stalk? Right, right, left, left, right, left. I can feel my lion power growing inside me. I'm feeling so strong. I just want to burst out into a big jump up and land in a mighty lion pose. A big old pounce. Can you feel a pounce growing inside too? Can you feel it in your legs or maybe in your tummy. I'm crouching down really, really low, gathering all my lion power tight together. I'm going to pounce directly in front of me. Where are you going to pounce? Wherever it is, make sure you know where you're going to land and that you have enough space. Are you ready? And... pounce! Wicked! My paws went flying through the air and I landed. Let's go again. I'm going to pounce to my right. Ready? And... pounce! And again, in a completely different direction. And... pounce! Oh, this is amazing! I bet if I try moving really fast before I pounce, I can pounce even higher and even further. Should we try going fast together?
It's okay to move like I do.
Make sure you have enough space and there aren't any obstacles in your pouncing path. Ready? Fast, 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 and pounce! Fast, 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 and pounce! Oh, I feel so strong and powerful from all this pouncing. It makes me feel warm and full of energy. How are you feeling? Where can you feel this energy? In your feet? In your head? I can feel my lion energy buzzing inside my tummy. It's making me wiggle a bit. How does your lion energy make you move? This warm energy spreading from my tummy into the rest of my body and into my throat until it comes out as a big roar. Excuse me. I felt so powerful, I just had to roar. It felt so good to let it out. How did your roar come out? Was it quiet like the cubs? Or loud like the lions and lionesses? Let's do one more pounce, our biggest pounce yet, and then one last roar together, sharing our powerful lion energy with the world. Ready? Fast, 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 and pounce! And roar! Whew. Oh. That was a lot of fun, but it's exhausting to stalk and run and pounce and roar. Now I understand why lions are so tired all the time. I think I'm ready for a sleep now. You too. I'm going to lie down, back on the floor, in the same spot where I was lying earlier. You can nap in your same spot too, or if you want, you can find a new spot. This time, I'm going to lie on my back. Yeah, this feels good. I'm stretching out my arms along the floor and relax. And then my legs and relax. And then my whole body all at once stretching and relax. Oh, almost forgot my face. Stretching my face. Oh, I can feel a yawn coming. A big lion yawn. Do you feel a yawn too? Let's yawn together. Thanks for being sleepy lions with me. A massive roar to Martin the Lion Keeper at London Zoo and to all the magnificent children at Loughborough Primary School. See you soon. Bye! To enjoy more from Audio Moves, there are lots more episodes wherever you're listening now. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, share with your friends, tell everyone. Okay, thanks, bye!